Good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，晚安。
It's good to be with you again this year.
今年能够跟大家再一次同在一起，非常的好。
This is the time of the worst weather, isn't it?
这是在这里天气最糟糕的时候，是不是？
There's something prophetic about coming to Noah's Ark every year.
每年我们来到挪亚方舟这里，好像有那一个预言的应验。
And here we are again.
我们再一次在这里。
Actually, last year, if you'll remember, our brother Christian Chen, he preached on Jurassic Park.
去年如果大家还记得的话，这个陈锡珍弟兄交通到这个恐龙世界。
And I spoke on the book of Revelation.
我跟大家交通到启示录。
It would have been wonderful if the Lord Jesus had come back this year.
如果今年的时候主就已经来了，那岂不是更好？
All of us would be so blessed if our Lord had come back.
如果主已经来了，我们都是何等的蒙福。
But here we are just a day away from the end of yet another year.
我们来到这个一年就要结束的日子了。
The Lord is tarrying with some purpose.
主的单延是有他的目的。
There's a reason for his delay.
他的单延有原因的。
And we who live in these end days,
我们处在这个末世的时候，
have another opportunity to come to his word.
我们再有机会来到他话语的跟前，
to fellowship together.
我们一同的交通，
indeed to pray together as the new year comes.
新的一年来到的时候，我们一同在主面前祷告。
May this next year be the year the Lord returns.
愿意来的这一年就是主再来的时候。
May the bride be ready.
愿新妇装饰整齐。
This is what we pray.
这是我们的祷告。
Now there's many things we could share.
有很多的事情我们可以分享。
But I really see from Godwin's outline there's nothing left.
我看到孙弟兄他的这个大纲的时候，我就发现没有什么可以再讲了。
Every doctrine of the gospel is right here.
那圣经那一切的真理都在这了。
But I want to come and share actually one simple prayer tonight.
晚上愿意跟大家交通一个很简单的祷告。
I remember one of the first times that I went to visit my brother Lance Lambert.
我记得我头一次去看我们的南培德弟兄的时候。
He was living in England in those days.
在那个时候他还住在英国。
And I went and visited him just after the New Year.
我去看他的时候刚好是刚过新年。
Now the fellowship that he was in had an interesting practice.
在他在那里聚会的地方他们有一个很有意思的传统。
In the first of the New Year, they gathered together every night for prayer for 1 week.
在新年的时候他们每天晚上聚集在一起用一个星期的时间祷告。
They were asking for the Lord's direction for the coming year.
他们在那里寻求主在新的一年的指示。
And one of the things that they also asked for was a scripture that could go before them and be unveiled to them during that year.
在他们的祷告的里面也求主给他们一节的圣经走在他们前面带领他们前面的一年。
And I remember how they rejoiced as the people by the end of the week had found that scripture that became a theme for them for that coming year.
我看到弟兄姊妹何等的喜乐在一个星期末了的时候他们找到了那一节的圣经成为他们新的一年的那一个中心。
Now I don't know what your theme is or if you do such a thing.
我不知道你们有没有这样的操练或者你们有没有这样的一个中心。
But there's a prayer that I want to share over our three times of fellowship.
但有一个祷告我愿意跟大家分享在我们这三次的信息的里面。
In fact, it's a prayer of Moses.
这是摩西的祷告。
It's a very simple prayer.
这很简单的祷告。
But I feel oppressed that we share this burden together during the turn of this coming year.
我愿意在这新的一年的里面我有很重的这个负担这成为我们的祷告。
Now the prayer is found in Exodus chapter 33.
在出埃及记33章。
It's actually found in verse 13.
在13节。
But we will read verses 12 through 14.
我们从12节 读到14节。
Exodus 33, verses 12 through 14.
出埃及记33章12节到14节。
Then Moses said to the Lord, See, you say to me, Bring up this people, but you yourself have not let me know whom you will send with me. Moreover, you have said, I have known you by name, and you also have found favor in my sight.
摩西对耶和华说, 你吩咐我说, 将这百姓领上去, 却没有叫我知道你要打发谁与我同去, 只说我按你的名认识你, 你在我眼前也蒙了恩。
Now therefore I pray, if I have found favor in your sight, let me know your ways, that I may know you, so that I may find favor in your sight.
我如今若在你眼前蒙恩, 求你将你的道指示我, 使我可以认识你, 好在你眼前蒙恩, 求你想到证明是你的名。
Consider too that this nation is your people.
求你想到这名是你的名。
And he said, My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest.
耶和华说, 我必亲自和你同去, 使你得安息。
Then we want to turn to Psalm 103.
我们然后打开诗篇103篇。
We find there a related verse in verse 7.
我们也看到第七节这里是同样的。
Psalm 103, verse 7.
103篇第七节,
He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the sons of Israel.
他是摩西知道他的法则, 叫以色列人晓得他的作为。
And then finally back to Psalm 95.
然后诗篇95篇。
Familiar verses that were used again in the New Testament.
这是我们在新约里面也引用的很熟悉的一节圣经。
Verses 9 and 10.
第9节跟第10节。
Your fathers tested me, they tried me, though they had seen my work. For 40 years I loathed that generation. And said that they are a people who err in their heart, and they do not know my ways.
那时你们的祖宗试我、探我，并且观看我的作为。40年之久，我厌烦那世代，说这是心里模糊的百姓，竟不晓得我的作为。
Therefore I swore in my anger, truly they shall not enter into my rest.
所以我在怒中起誓说, 他们断不可进入我的安息。Let's
pray.
我们祷告。
Our Father, we come to you in the name of our precious Lord.
父神啊, 我们靠着我们的主耶稣基督的名来到你的跟前。
He is the way, the truth, and the life.
他就是道路, 真理, 生命。
As we come to the end of another year, we look to you.
当来到一年的末了的时候, 我们仰望你。
As our brother shared this morning, how we desire to truly know you.
就像我们的弟兄早上所交通到的, 我们何等愿意真认识你。
As we consider your word in the morning, the afternoon, and the evening.
当我们早上、下午、晚上来读你自己的话的时候,
We pray that you would lay upon us an impression of the way forward in this coming year.
愿意你在我们的心中给我们有这样的一个指引，叫我们在新的一年的里面努力向前。
We thank you for your continued mercy and grace to us.
我们在你那丰盛的恩典和怜悯的里面。
O Lord, have your way in our midst, we pray.
主啊, 在我们的中间愿你有通行的道路，我们祷告。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We see in this last verse that God swore in his wrath the children of Israel would never enter his rest.
我们最后读的那一节圣经，在神的怒中，他说神的百姓不能进入他的安息。
At home in New York, we have recently been studying the book of Genesis.
在纽约的家里面，我们一同来读创世纪。
And I was arrested this time by the significance of this Sabbath, this rest.
我特别对于安息日、安息这个事情被抓住了。After
God created in 6 days, he rested on the seventh day.
当神创造六日之后，第七日他就歇了他的工。He
looked over all the works that he had done.
他看着他一切创造的工。He
rested not because he was tired.
他安息了，不是他劳累了。You
know, our God never becomes weary.
你知道我们的神不会劳累的。But
he rested because he was satisfied.
他安息了，因为他满足了。And
so the seventh day is God's rest.
所以第七日神就安息了。In
a sense, as we gather together for these few days at the end of the year,
同样的，在这一年的末了，在这几天，我们一同聚集在这里。We
should be those who come aside to rest.
我们应当是来到这里来享安息。
This involves a satisfaction with the faithfulness of our Lord Jesus.
也是因着我们的主他自己的心满意足而安息了。And
it also is a time where we draw aside to the Lord and say, Lord, what is our work to be in the coming year?
也同样的是我们来到主的跟前，我们说在新的一年应当如何？
We know that when God called his children of Israel and made them a nation, he told them to rest one day a week.
我们知道当神把他的百姓以色列民带出来的时候，他叫一个星期的里面有一天叫他们安息。And
when God told the children to rest from Mount Sinai, it was a very unique command.
当神在西乃山向他的百姓要他们安息的时候，这是一个很奇特的事情。Indeed,
none of the nations around Israel rested one day a week.
你知道，在以色列国的周围没有一个国的，他们在一个星期的里面要安息一天。
The Egyptians knew no rest, the Canaanites knew no rest, the Babylonians knew no rest.
埃及人、巴比伦的人，他们都没有这样休息的一天。But
strange to say, he told his own people rest one day a week.
但是很奇怪的，他告诉他自己的子民一个星期要休息一天。But
this itself was not just because they were tired and needed some rest.
当然这不是因着他们太辛苦太劳累了就需要休息一天。The
Sabbath was a testimony.
安息日是一个见证。What's
the testimony?
那见证是什么?
We have done our work, now we trust God.
我们已经做了我们的工，如今我们信靠神。And
because they rested one day a week,
因为他们一个星期安息一日。Strange
to say, they had greater crops than those who worked 7 days a week.
但很奇妙的，他们有更好的收成，比那些每天在那里工作的还要好的收成。And
their herds were larger than the neighboring nations around them.
他们的牲畜也比周围的民他们的牲畜更壮肥壮。And
from back at the very beginning of the creation, when Adam and Eve were created, there was this testimony.
就在那创造的起头，当亚当夏娃被造的时候，就有这一个安息日的见证。Man
was created to be the head and not the tail.
人被造是要做头，不是做尾。Man
was created as in the noble image of God.
人的被造是按照神那一个荣耀的形象。Man
is not a slave.
人不是一个奴隶。
But a servant of the Lord God.
是神的仆人。And
because of that, he can rest.
因着这个缘故，他能够安息。And
he can trust God.
他能够信靠神。
Now as we come together this weekend,
在这个周末我们聚集在这里。
Can we leave the 7 day a week situation back home?
我们能不能够把那七天的这个日子把它留在家里？
Maybe you've had some financial trouble this year.
或者今年你在你的财务上有一点难处。
Maybe some family trouble this year.
或者今年在家里面有一些的难处。
Now can we lay it all aside for just a few days?
我们能够把那些都放开就在这里有几天的安息。
If we're able to do this, I would like for us to engage in a prayer together.
在我们能够这样做之前，愿意我们一同来有一个祷告。
This is the prayer.
这是我们的祷告。
Lord, show me thy ways that I may know thee.
主啊，求你指示你的道路，好叫我明白你的路。
This prayer will set us apart from most of what is called Christianity around us today.
这就叫我们跟今天所谓的基督教的能够有一个分别。
Lord, show me thy ways that I may know thee.
主，愿意你指示你的道路，好叫我能认识你。
This is a crucial prayer for servants of God.
这是神的仆人一个很关键的祷告。
This is a crucial prayer for college students.
这是对大学生一个很关键性的祷告。
This is a crucial prayer for those in high school.
那些在高中生，这也是你很关键的祷告。
Our brother shared a wonderful testimony this afternoon.
今天下午我们的弟兄有一个很好的交通见证。
He found himself always searching, always struggling.
他发现他自己一直在那里寻求，一直在那里追寻。
Show me thy ways that I may know thee.
愿你指示我你的道路，好叫我能认识你。
He shared that in his zealous days as a young student.
在他年轻做学生的时候，他的那一个热心。
He served the Lord, but he didn't know much of the Lord's ways.
他服侍主，但并不是太知道主的道路。
And when this happens, we serve and serve, but feel empty inside.
这样我们就服侍服侍，但里面却空虚。
So all who serve God, whether you're serving in the Sunday school or you're preaching the gospel.
所以我们所有来服侍主的，无论在主日学或者那里讲道的，
This prayer becomes so important.
这一个祷告就非常的重要。
Show me thy ways that I may know thee.
指示你的道路，好叫我认识你。
We can see in the verses that we read in these three passages.
当我们读的这三处的圣经。
That there are actually three stages in the development of this knowledge.
在这一个认识的里面有三个阶段。
And it all begins and ends in grace.
这都是从恩典起头以恩典结束。
If you go back to Exodus 33,
我们回到出埃及记33章。
I'm sure you must have noticed.
我相信你留意到。
This is the actual prayer in verse 13.
这是十三节的那一个祷告。
It begins with this. If I have found favor in thy sight.
我若在你眼前蒙恩。
And it ends with this. So that I may find favor in thy sight.
莫要好在你眼前蒙恩。
This word that we say in English, favor, is the same as the word grace in the Old Testament.
这就是那你讲到的蒙恩。
Moses has already experienced the grace of God.
摩西已经经历了神的恩典。
God spoke to Moses and said, you have found favor in my sight.
因为神向摩西说，你在我眼前蒙了恩。
So Moses had already been touched by the grace of God.
所以摩西已经被神的恩典所摸着了。
And he prays a prayer.
所以他就有这个祷告。
That he might even be more gracious before God.
这样他能够在神面前更蒙恩。
We see in this prayer that actually there's three phases of development.
我们在这一个很短的祷告的里面看到有三个阶段。
The first, God acts.
头一个神做。
The Bible said, He showed His acts to the children of Israel.
圣经里面记载的神将他的作为显明给他的百姓以色列人。
Indeed, unless God acts, there's no way we can know Him.
除非神动了功，我们没有办法认识神。
But He is so gracious that He acts on behalf of men.
但他因为蛮有恩典，他就为着人的缘故动功。
But these acts should lead to an understanding of His ways.
但是他的这一个他所动的功就应当叫我们能够明白他的道路。
We have all noticed that distinction in Psalm 103.
我们都知道在诗篇103篇的里面那一个分别。
Now the children of Israel saw the acts of God.
以色列民亲眼看了神的作为。
But Moses saw His ways.
但是
There's something behind his acts.
在他的那一个所做的功的后面有东西。
What does it mean that I might know your ways?
什么叫做好叫我认识你的道路？
It means, Lord, I want to know your motives and the way you do things.
就是说神啊，我愿意明白你的动机，你为何这样行事。
I don't want to just see your acts, I want to understand them.
我不单只是要看到你做了功，我还要明白它。
So first we have the acts that God performs.
所以首先我们有神的所动的功。
And then from that we should pray, show me thy ways.
然后我们的祷告就是求你将你的道指示我。
And what is the reason we want to know his ways?
为什么我们要知道他的道路？
We see in Exodus chapter 33,
我们在出埃及记33章这里面看到
Third, that I may know thee.
第三样就是好认识你。
That's the end of God's actions.
这是神动工的那个目的，那个结局。
God acts.
神动工。
And then we see His ways.
我们就看到他的路。
And through His ways we come to know Him.
透过他的路我们就认识他。
We come to understand God as He really is.
我们就能够认识神的所事。
We understand His heart.
我们就明白他的心。
Now each level involves a greater commitment.
在每一个阶段层次的里面就有更多的投入。
We will just be looking at Israel tonight.
我们就看一看以色列民。
But they saw His acts.
他们看了神的作为。
Many people see the acts of God.
许多人看到神的作为。
But they don't understand them.
但他们不明白。
Many people know His way, know His acts.
很多人都知道神的作为。
You remember the story of the 10 lepers.
我们知道那十个长大麻风的。
Now Jesus said, go and show yourself to the priests. And when they went, they were healed of their leprosy.
所以主耶稣吩咐他们去见祭司，然后他们去他们的麻风就得了医治。
Now they saw the healing act of God.
他们看到这个神所动的功，他们得了医治。
But not everybody understood His ways.
但是不是每一个都明白他的道路。
But there was one leper who came back.
只有一位长了大麻风的回来。
And as he fell at Jesus' feet and worshipped him.
所以他就跪在主的脚前来敬拜他。
It was almost as if he prayed this prayer of Moses, show me thy ways that I may know thee.
就如同他像摩西一样有着这个祷告，只是将你的道指示我，好叫我认识你。
Many know His acts, but fewer know His way.
许多人知道神的作为，但不是太多人明白神的路。
In these last days, we need people who understand His ways.
在这末世的时候，我们需要更多的人能够认识神的路。
Do you think these are the last days?
你知道在这一个末世的时候，
Scripturally speaking, these are the last days.
你知道，按照圣经来讲，我们确实在末世的时候。
Do you think we're in the very last of the last days?
你想我们是不是在末世的末了的时候了？
What was this tremendous earthquake that just happened in the sea?
你知道在海里面的那一个刚发生的这个地震是什么意思？
It's very interesting that they said that scientifically.
从科学家的分析来讲很有意思。
So great was that earthquake, it actually interfered with the rotation of the earth.
那一个地震是这样的大，就影响了这个地球的转动。
This is one of the things that happens when the sixth seal is broken, according to Revelation.
按照启示录来讲，第六个印被解开的时候所要发生的事。
Now we don't know when our Lord is coming back.
我们不知道主什么时候回来。
We don't know when we will be raptured into His presence.
我们不知道什么时候我们被提与他同在。
But there needs to be people in these days who understand.The acts that are going on around us.
但是在这样的时代的里面，需要有人能够明白神所动的工。
And then, even though we see His ways, yet there's even fewer who come to know Him.
虽然许多的有很多的人能够看到神的路，但是更少的人能够认识他。
Brothers and sisters, do you think I'm exaggerating if I say most Christians don't really know Him?
你想当我说大多数的基督徒并不是真的认识他，你想我有没有夸张？
There's a price paid for knowing Him.
要认识他要付代价。
There's a pursuing in order to know His way.
要有一个追求才能够认识他。
We see the children of Israel as an example of those who saw His acts but didn't know His ways.
我们看到以色列民，他们就是这样的一个样子，他们看到神的作为，但他们不认识神。
What did God say to them?
神怎么跟他们说？
When they came to Kadesh, and they would not go into the promised land.
当他们来到Kadesh 的地方，他们不进入那应许地。
The Lord said, "I have shown you my acts ten times, ten times."
神告诉他，我十次显出我的作为。
But you have not known my ways.
但是你却不明白我的道路。
Your heart always goes astray.
你的心总是偏离。
You see, when we don't know His ways, our heart goes astray.
当我们不认识神的 道路的时候，我们的心就偏离了。
So God said, "Therefore I swear, you shall not enter my Sabbath."
所以神就说，我起誓，你断不可进入我的安息。
If we would enter the Sabbath rest of God,
如果我们能够进入神的安息
，we must understand His ways and know Him.
我们必须认识他的道路，也认识他。
It sounds incredible that the children of Israel would not know His ways.
好像以色列民不认识神的道，这是很奇怪的事。
During those years, even those 2 years that He spent with the children on Mount Sinai in the wilderness.
当神在西乃山前有两年的时间跟以色列民同在一起。
He showed His faithfulness 10 times.
他十次显出他的信实。
He showed His mighty power in the plagues that He placed upon Egypt.
在埃及地的那些灾祸的里面显出神的手。
He showed them the great redemptive power of the blood as the death angel passed over the houses of Israel.
当那死亡的灭命的天使越过的时候，他们看到那一个血的救赎的功效。
Number three, they saw His salvation as the Red Sea opened up.
然后他们在红海看到那一个红海被分开的那一个救赎。
Number four, they saw the manna that came down from heaven to feed them for 40 years.
四十年，他们看到马拉从天降下来喂养他们四十年。
Number five, when they cried out for meat, they saw the quails sweep in from the desert and they ate meat.
第五样，当他们要吃肉的时候，就从海里这个鹌鹑就被吹过来，他们就有肉吃。
Number six, when they had no water, they saw Moses strike the rock and out poured the water of life.
第六，他们没有水喝，他们看到摩西击打磐石，就有水涌出来给他们喝。
Number seven, they saw Jehovah come down upon Mount Sinai and give the laws to his nation.
第七，他们看到耶和华神降在西奈山上把律法传给他们。
Number eight, they looked for fellowship and the Lord gave them a tabernacle that they might fellowship with the living God.
他们要与神有交通，这样神就将会幕赐给他们，他们好与神有相交。
Number nine, as they traveled through the wilderness for 40 years, their shoes never wore out.
第九样，他们在旷野行走了40年，他们的鞋子没有穿破。
Number ten, whenever the enemies came against them,The Lord gave them the victory.
第十，每一次仇敌来攻击他们，神就给他们有得胜。
They saw God acting faithfully, faithfully, faithfully.
他们看到神所动的工都是这样的信实，信实。
But what was the testimony of the children of Israel?
但是以色列民他们的见证是什么？
What did they say?
他们说什么？
What does the record show?
在所记载的他们怎么说
Indeed, there were some times where they praised God.
没有错，在有些时候他们在那里赞美神。
There's times when they said, whatever laws you give us, we will keep.
他们也说你无论神怎么吩咐，我们都要遵行。
When they came across the Red Sea, they sang the song, Our God is a mighty God who defeats the chariots of Egypt.
他们在红海这边，那你说我们的神是大能的神，淹没了埃及的一切的军兵。
But when you read the record in the scriptures, you hear the testimony of Israel.
当你读在这个圣经里面的记载，就听到以色列的见证。
After seeing the acts of God acting, acting, acting in redeeming grace.
当他们看到神做工的手如何的在那里做那一个救赎。
But here's what the children of God said.
但是神的百姓是这样说。
One example.
我们举一个例子。
God.Has brought us into the desert so that we could die.
神把我们带到这个旷野，好叫我们都在那里死了。
Number two.
第二。
We hate manna.
我们厌烦玛拿。
Number three.
第三。
God gave us manna, but can He give us a table in the wilderness?
神把玛拿给了我们，我们。没有桌子可以吃。
Number four.
第四。
God, don't speak to us. Let Moses speak to us.
神啊，不要向我们说话，让摩西来跟我们说。
Number five.
第五。
Let's go back to Egypt.
让我们回到埃及。
Number six.
第六。
We cannot go in. There's giants in the land.
我们不能进入得那地，因为那里的居民都是巨人。
These are words spoken by people who didn't know His ways.
这都是那些不认识神的道路的人所讲的话。
And yet, in strange contrast, there's Moses, and Moses sees God's ways in everything that God does.
但在这里有一个很强烈的对比，就是摩西能够看到神一切作为的那个道路。
The very last song that Moses sings in Deuteronomy chapter 32.
在生命记第32章那里，这是摩西最末了一次的他的那一个祷告称赞。
He says, God's ways are perfect.
神的路是最好的。
There's such a contrast, isn't there?
这岂不是一个极大的对比？
Yet, what's the matter with the children of Israel? You know, you want to hit them.
你在说这些以色列民，他们在搞什么？实在应该敲醒他们。
You know what they remind me of? 他们叫我想起什么? The people in Iraq.
就是伊拉克的人。
Here comes the Americans. We set them free from Saddam Hussein.
我们美国人来，就把他们从萨达胡森那里叫他们得了释放。
We try to help them so they can have an election, a free election.
我们帮助他们，他们好有一个自由的选举。
Now I don't want to get too political here.
我不是在这里讲政治。
But I think I can say this.
但是我可以这样说。
America's intention is to help Iraq.
美国人的本意是要帮助伊拉克人。
But what do you hear from Iraq?
但是你从伊拉克人的口中听到什么?
Get rid of the oppressors.
把那一个侵犯我们的人赶走。
Where's our electricity? Where's our water?
我们的电在哪里? 我们的水在哪里?
Where's our jobs?
我们的工作在哪里?
Where's Saddam Hussein? We want him to lead us.
那萨达胡森跑哪去了? 我要他来带领我们。
We want to go back to the old ways.
我们要回到那旧方式。
It must be very frustrating to be one of the American diplomats trying to establish a government there, huh?
你知道这美国的外交官在那里要设立这样的一个民主的制度，我想他是很难的。
Of course, probably there's many people there very thankful for this new chance.
我也相信在那里有很多的人对于这样的一个改变，他们存着感谢。
But here in the Bible, we're shown such a contrast between the children of Israel and Moses.
在圣经的记载的里面，我们从以色列民跟摩西这样的一个对比的里面，
Moses understood the ways of God.
摩西明白神的路。
You know, whenever something happened, Moses understood why God was doing these things.
每一次一些的事情发生，摩西都 知道为什么如此。
Moses understood this secret.
摩西懂得这个秘密。
Many Christians do not understand this secret.
很多的基督徒不懂得这个秘诀。
Every blessing and every discipline is a test.
每一个祝福，每一个管教都是一个试验。
Now, if we don't understand this is one of the ways of God, We will not understand him. We will misinterpret him.
如果我们不懂得这个神的做工的法则，我们就不能够去认识神。Now
the children of Israel did not understand the ways of God.
以色列民并不懂得神的路。And
so we find them in their history continually misinterpreting what was going on.
所以在历史的里面，我们看到他们不断的误解了神的手。
Why did God bless the children of Israel?
为什么神祝福以色列民?
Because they were great.
是不是他们很伟大?
Because they were smarter.
是不是他们很聪明?
Because they worked harder. Because they were a superior race.
是不是他们是那更高级的族类?
God laughs at such foolishness.
神对于这些愚昧的思想在那里讥笑他们。
He says, I chose you because you were the weakest and the most stubborn and the smallest of all the nations.
神说，我拣选你们，因为你们是在万民中是最小的，最弱的。
God always chooses nobodies so that he can show by his grace.
神总是拣选那些无用的，能够靠着他的恩典来显出他的恩典。And
then God says, and you know, I tested you as you went through the wilderness.
你在旷野的里面，我试验你。
So sometimes you didn't have bread, so that you could learn that man does not live by bread alone.
有的时候你没有东西吃了，叫你能够明白人活着不是单靠食物。Every
blessing is a test.
每一件祝福都是一个试验。Every
discipline is a test.
每一个管教都是一个试验。But
what did the children of Israel think?
但是以色列民他们怎么想？When
God blessed them,
当神祝福他们,
they said, We're the best.
我们是最好的。
We are the most righteous.
我们是最公义的。
Jehovah is our God because we're the best.
耶和华是我们的神，因为我们是最优秀的。
And their hearts filled with pride.
他们的心充满了骄傲。
Then they looked around at all the other nations.
他们就周围看看其他的国家。
Now God said, "You should go out and enlighten the nations."
神说你们要去照亮周围的国。
But Israel said, "Ah, the nations."
以色列人说那些国家。
They are goyim, they call them. Goyim means Gentiles, also means dogs.
他们称那些都是外邦人，意思他们都是狗。
Every time the children of Israel were blessed, they felt like the rest of the world were dogs.
当每一次神祝福他们的时候，他们就看其他国家都是像狗一样。
And because of their pride, God had to send them into captivity where they became dogs.
因着他们的骄傲，神就叫他们被掳，叫他们做狗。
But then there came times of discipline.
来到被管教的时候。
I hope you know this as a Christian.
希望你知道，这就是像基督徒。
Some of your severest disciplines are when God loves you the most.
当你蒙着最极艰苦的管教的时候，就是当神爱你最深的时候。
But what did the children of Israel think when discipline came?
但是当管教来到，以色列民他们怎么想？
When the enemies came in to Israel and stole their property.
当仇敌来抢夺了他们的产业。
What did Israel say?
以色列民怎么说？
Oh, God has forsaken us. He doesn't love us anymore.
神弃绝了我们，他不再爱顾我们了。
Let's go worship Baal. Maybe he can help us.
我们去拜巴利吧，他或者能够帮助我们。
Let's form an alliance with Egypt. Maybe they can help us.
我们与埃及结盟，埃及可以帮助我们。
Where's God?
神在哪里？
He doesn't love us.
他不再爱我们了。
No, he loved them.
但是神仍然爱他们。
That's why he disciplined them.
所以他才管教他们。
But when you don't know his ways,
但是当你不认识神的道路,
you misinterpret everything.
你就误解了一切。
Now I'm glad everybody here is perfect.
我感谢主在这里，你们都很完美。
Now when the Lord disciplines you, you don't murmur, do you?
当神管教你的时候，你不会在那里有埋怨。
You're not like the children of Israel, are you?
你不是像那以色列民一样。
Do you say, "Oh, where is God? He's abandoned me"?
你是不是在那里说神在哪里呀？他弃绝我了。
Oh, his discipline is because of love.
他管教你，因为他爱你。
Now, perhaps somebody here has been blessed this last year.
或者在过去这一年里面蒙了祝福。
Now, do you think you're a big shot now?
你是不是就是比较高人一等？
You're a blessed big shot.
你是蒙福的高人一等。
You're God's big shot.
你是神的那一个优秀的。
I'm sorry to say, he's going to shuffle you to the bottom of the deck if you think that.
如果你这样想的话，我告诉你，他就把你放到最低。
Why does he bless you?
他为什么祝福你？
To test you.
来试验你。
Do you come back and acknowledge it is all of him and none of you?
你是不是能够回来承认都是因着他，不是靠着你？
So you see, it's so important that we understand his ways.
所以这是非常重要，我们能够明白神的法则。
But the children of Israel did not understand his ways, they just knew his acts.
但是以色列民不懂得神的道路，只晓得神的作为。
So what did God do?
所以神怎么做？
God wants us to know his ways.
神要我们明白他的道路。
What did he send?
他就怎么做？
His word.
他就把他的话赐下来。
What is his word?
他的话是怎么样？
It teaches us the ways of God's acts.
这样就 教导我们明白神作为的法则。
Now the word came through the prophets.
这些神的话是透过先知来的。
Why did God raise up the prophets?
为什么神兴起先知？
Because the children of Israel didn't understand his ways.
因为以色列民不懂得神的法则。
I'll give you a few examples.
我也给你几个例子。
Haggai came along.
夏甲来了。
Just at the time when all God's children were worried about inflation.
就是当神的百姓稍微明白这个通货膨胀的事情的时候。
Because they were putting money into their pockets, but their pockets had holes and the money was falling out, and they were losing the value of their shekels.
当他们的他们把钱收进口袋的时候但是却漏掉了他们的这个价值都失去了。
And so the people would say, what's wrong? What's wrong?
所以百姓就在那里说怎么搞的。
What did Haggai say?
但是他怎么说?
The Lord says,
哈巴谷怎么说?
Haggai?
Yeah.
And the Haggai said, thus says the Lord.
哈巴谷这样说,神这样说。
Your money is no good now.
你的钱对你没有用了。
Because you're building your own house instead of building the Lord's house.
因为你在建造自己的房屋，不是建造神的殿宇。
So, and when the children of Israel heard that, some said, "Oh, now we understand."
所以有一些的以色列民听到了，他们就说，哦，我们现在明白了。
Or you remember when Jeremiah came?
当耶利米来的时候。
And he said.Thus says the Lord, surrender to Babylon.
神如此的说要向巴比伦降服。
Of course, they threw Jeremiah into the pit.
他们就把耶利米丢在坑里。
Because they don't understand God's ways.
他们不懂得神的道路。
Habakkuk.
哈巴谷。
He said, I see the Babylonians coming and taking over all of the land of God.
他说我看到巴比伦来把全地都消灭了。
How could God allow evil to take over his holy land?
为什么神要叫这样邪恶的势力把神的圣地都掳去了。
So Habakkuk waited up on the rampart and said, God, show me your way.
所以哈巴谷在那里说愿意你指示你的道路。
And God told him, I'm doing something in your day that nobody would understand even if I told.
所以神就说在你的日子我要做显一个作为没有人能够明白的。
He said, I'm raising up a remnant.
我要兴起这一个余民。
A remnant who can praise me even in the difficult time.
在那艰苦的时候仍然能够称颂我。
Or Malachi, he came along.
所以马拉基来了。
He said, thus says the Lord, you're robbing God.
在那你说是神说你抢夺我。
They said, what do you mean we're robbing him? Why, we give him 10% after tax, after retirement.
他们说我哪里抢夺了神的财物我交了税我的退休金之外还交奉献了十分之一。
Malachi says, oh, but you're robbing God.
但是马拉基说你们抢夺神。
You know, these are just a few examples.
这只是几个很简单的例子。
Moses came along.
摩西来了。
Miriam came along.
米利暗来了。
All the prophecies were given for one reason.
这所有的预言来到都是为了一个原因。
That the children of Israel may understand God's ways.
就叫神的百姓以色列民能够明白神的道路。
But they rejected God's ways.
但是他们拒绝了神的道路。
And so God sent his son.
所以神就将他的儿子差来。
He is the way.
他就是那一个道路。
He is the prophecy.
他就是那预言。
He explains God's heart.
他把神的心向我们解开。
How could they reject him?
他们怎么能够拒绝他？
Sounds impossible.
这是不可能的事。
Oh, but you see, here's what happens.
但是我们看到是这样的。
When we don't know the ways of God,
当我们不认识神的道路，
we have to go some way.
我们必须行一条路。
So what way do we go?
所以我们走什么的路？
We go man's way.
我们就走了人的路。
Now, you know, the less we know the way of God, the more man's ways multiply.
我们越不明白神的路，就人的路就越来越多。
And so when Jesus came to Israel, he said, I am the way, the way, the truth, the life.
当主来到地上，向以色列人说，我就是那道路、真理、生命。
But they rejected him.
但他们拒绝他,
How could that be?
怎么可能?
Well, it's because some of them followed the way of the Pharisees.
因为有些人遵循了法利赛人的路,
That's a good human way.
这是一个很好的人的路,
and then some others followed the ways of who?
有些人就遵循了什么?
The Sadducees.
撒都该,
the Zealots.
他们那一个热心,
the Essenes.
他们的那一个热心,
the Herodians.
他们,
followers of Herod.
就是心律.
Everybody has their own way.
他们都有他们自己的路.
It sounds a little bit like Christendom today.
就像今天的基督教,
the less we know of the single way in Jesus Christ, the more we develop man's ways.
我们对于那单一的主耶稣的那一条路, 我们就把许许多多的人的路带出来。
So the church is divided up among many different groups that follow this way and that way and that way.
所以教会就分隔了，有许多遵循这个方式、那一个方式不同的路。
And even though our Lord Jesus came and showed the way of God,
虽然我们的主来到把神的道显明出来,
it was a way of the kingdom,
这是国度的路,
it was a way of redemption,
这是救赎的路,
it was the way of light and righteousness,
这是光与公义的。
But the children of Israel could not see the ways of God.
但是以色列民他们不能够看见神的路。
And they rejected the Lord Jesus.
他们就拒绝了主耶稣。
Even the disciples did not understand God's ways.
就是门徒也没有明白神的路。
Why is that?
为什么?
Because at the center of the ways of God is the cross.
因为在神的路的中心就是十字架。
And man cannot understand the way of the cross.
人不能够明白这十字架的路。
So you remember when Jesus began to tell his disciples, I'm going to go to Jerusalem and die on the cross.
所以当主耶稣跟门徒讲, 我要到耶路撒冷, 然后被钉十字架。
They couldn't understand.
他们没有办法明白。
It was hidden from their eyes.
从他们的眼光的里面是隐藏的。
And the children of Israel, even those in Jerusalem, did not understand the cross.
那以色列民就是在耶路撒冷的也不明白十字架的路。
They rejected the Lord Jesus and sent him to the cross.
他们拒绝了主耶稣基督，把他钉在十字架。
Even the rulers of this world don't understand the cross.
就是地上那做君王掌权的也不懂得十字架的路。
And you know what's wonderful?
你知道什么奇妙的吗?
Even Satan does not understand the cross.
就是撒旦也不明白十字架的路。
So he thought it was his greatest victory.
他以为这是他最大的得胜。
But it was his total defeat.
但是他完全的失败。
And so Jesus came to show the way.
所以主耶稣来到显明那一条路。
Now you see, I'm just trying to share this in a very broad way.
你知道我在跟大家分享的时候是一个很大的一个图画。
But isn't it wonderful that when Jesus was enthroned by the right hand of the Father, he sent down the Holy Spirit?
就是当我们的主升到神的宝座右边的时候,圣灵降下。
And the church was called the people of the way.
所以教会就是那遵循那道的人。
I love this phrase, the people of the way.
就是那遵循那道的人。
They had a singular direction.
他们有一个单一的方向。
They didn't just see God's acts, they understood His way.
他们不但看到神的作为, 他们也明白神的路。
Oh, if Christians could only be recovered, the people of the way.
如果基督徒能够被恢复, 能够成为那遵循那道的人。
I know we have several assemblies represented here.
我们知道在这里有好几个不同聚会地方的人。
Probably each group is quite unique and at a different place in the growing toward the Lord.
在每一个聚会的地方，在不同点在不同的地方都是向着主的。
But if you're people of the way, you're all one together.
但是如果你是遵行那道的，那就是合一的。
And it's very important at the beginning of this new year that we pray, "Show me Thy ways, O Lord."
所以在这新的一年要开始的时候，我们有应当有这样一个非常关键性的祷告，求神指示他的道路。
Now every Christian thinks he knows the Lord.
每一位基督徒都认为他认识主。
But in the last days there comes a shaking.
但是来到末了的日子的里面，有一个这样的震动。
And unless we know the ways of the Lord, we will be shaken.
除非我们能够明白神的主的路，我们就会被震掉。
We are the people of the way.
我们是那属于那道的人。
We walk a new and living way.
我们是走了又新又活的路。
And the Word of God teaches us the ways of God.
神的话就把神的路指示给我们。
But there again.
但是在这里。
It isn't just a surface thing.
不是那表面的。
Our brother shared this afternoon about his zealous work as a student.
我们的弟兄下午交通到他向着主那一个热心。
And this also is something of my testimony. When I got saved, I was zealous to serve the Lord, but I didn't understand his ways.
这也是我的见证。当我刚刚信主的时候，也是热心的服侍主，但并不明白神的路。
And so he has to bring us through shakings and trials and even a way of the cross in order that we might learn his way.
所以神就在那里做工来搅动我们甚至带出那十字架的工作好叫我们能够明白他的路。
So many brothers and sisters today are shallow because they don't know his ways.
许多的弟兄姊妹今天非常的肤浅因为他们不懂得神的路。
You know, before us in the Word of God, we have the book of Acts.
你知道在我们神的话语的里面我们有使徒行传。
That's quite a wonderful book, isn't it?
这是一卷非常有意思的一卷书。
Just like at the beginning of the children of Israel at the Mount Sinai, we see God acting here, doing this miracle.
就像在旧约的里面在西乃山下神这样做工那样做工来显出他的作为。
But do we understand his ways through the book of Acts?
但是我们有没有透过使徒行传明白神的路?
Just as an example.
我们也举个例子。
Many people take the book of Acts and they say, now we see the pattern of the church.
许多人读了使徒行传说我们懂我们明白了教会的模式。
But the book of Acts isn't the pattern of the church.
但使徒行传不是教会的模式。
Now it's true, you see elders there.
没有错，你看到有长老。
You see evangelists there in various different offices.
你也看到有传福音的，有做各样工的。
But can you make a pattern from the book of Acts?
你能不能够从使徒行传找出一个模式？
Oh, I think if you try, you get in trouble.
如果你要这样做的话你就惹了麻烦。
Well, are you going to take the Jerusalem pattern or the Antioch pattern or the Ephesian pattern? Now which one do you take?
你是按照耶路撒冷的模式还是安提阿的模式或者甚至以弗所的模式。
You see, that's not what you see in the book of Acts.
但这不是你在使徒行传应当读出来的。
What do you see?
你读到什么?
You don't see a God who does things by having a cookie cutter and just cuts a pattern out, you know?
你看神做工不是在那里好像在烤饼干一样就是这样一个一个的模式。
What do you see God doing?
你看到神怎么做
?Pouring out his spirit upon his people.
他把圣灵这样的浇下来。
And then sending them out by a new and a living way.
把他们差遣出去这又新又活的路。
He goes out and opens a door in Jerusalem.
他去到耶路撒冷把门打开。
And then Judea.
去到犹大地。
And then opens the door in Samaria.
又在撒玛利亚把门打开。
And then out into the Gentile world.
然后去到外邦人的中间。
And each new door is a little bit different, but it's always by his life.
但是每一开每一个门都有一点不同，但是都是透过他的生命。
He raises up men, but very different kinds of men.
他兴起人来，但是非常不同的一些的人。
In the early chapters, we see Peter, such an amazing evangelist and apostle.
我们在使徒行传头几章里面看到彼得非常奇妙的一个传福音的人。
But then, how different is the apostle Paul?
但你看到保罗，使徒保罗。
Oh, there's the ways of God.
这就是神的路。
Taking a persecutor of the church, saving him, giving him vision.
把那一个逼迫教会的拯救他，来差遣他。
Sending him out through the door of the Gentile.
把他差遣到外邦人的中间。
Do you remember the story at the end of Acts chapter 14 when Paul comes back to Antioch?
你有没有读到使徒行传十四章当保罗回到安提阿的时候
What was his testimony?
他的见证是什么
I started 13 churches by my powerful preaching.
我靠着我那一个大有能力的宣道建立了13个教会。
Was that his testimony?
这是不是他的见证
Did he say, I found the pattern for starting churches?
我找到了那一个建立教会的模式。
No, what did he say?
他不是这样说，他怎么说
？He said, "I went out on our journey with Barnabas."
我跟巴拉巴一同出去。
And God opened the door to the Gentiles.
神把外邦的门打开了。
Paul was as surprised as anybody else. He kept going to the synagogues and he kept ending up with the church.
保罗也在那里稀奇，因为他一直去到会堂，但是神却向把外邦人的门向他打开。
Now, of course, we can learn about the way of the church by reading the New Testament.
当然我们能够读这从这新约的里面看到教会的路。
But we actually have books.That talk about the pattern of the church.
我们也有书看到教会的模式。
But there's no life.
但是没有生命。
Just a pattern.
就是一个样式。
We choose a couple of men for elders, a couple of men for deacons.
我们选几个人做长老，选几个人做执事。
Of course, usually the guy who thinks he's Apostle Paul chooses these people.
当然是那些自认为自己是使徒保罗的就选这几个人。
They set up a whole framework, but it doesn't have life.
他们有那一个架势，但没有生命。
Look at the church as Paul goes out through the Gentile world.
我们看到这个保罗去到外邦人的中间。
Now, I don't mean this in terms of government.
我不是在那里说到在那个教会的管理行政。
But in some of the churches I see in Paul's journeys, the women were the most important part.
但是我看到保罗去到好几处的地方一些姊妹在那里占着重要的地位。
I don't know if they were the best workers.
我不知道他们是不是那最好的工人。
But it seems like they're the ones who got things done.
但是他们是在那里成就一些事物的人。
It's a very living thing.
这是一个很活的事情。
Oh, but we set down our little cookie cutter thing on top of the church.
但是我们就把教会像这一些的模样的这样来切出来。
And we do that to the place that the Lord can no longer move by His Spirit.
当我们这样做的时候，就叫神的灵没有办法的运行。
Oh, how we need to say, "Show me Thy ways, O Lord."That we might know thee.
何等的我们需要这样向神呼求神啊愿你显示你的道好叫我们认识你。
The Lord wants to raise us up, send us out again.
神要把我们差遣出去。
But he needs people who understand his ways.
但他需要人明白他的路。
Especially people who embrace the way of the cross.
特别是那些明白十字架路的。
Where are we today?
我们今天在怎样的光景?
All of this Old Testament history is brought right into our midst by the writer of Hebrews.
在一切旧约的这些历史就因着写希伯来书的作者就带给了我们。
The writer of Hebrews says, you remember the children of Israel?How they saw God's acts but didn't understand His ways.
所以写希伯来书的说，你记得那以色列民怎样看到神的作为，却不明白神的道。
Then the writer said, "Let us beware, lest we fall into the same kind of unbelief.
所以他就这样说, 叫我们谨慎, 免得我们落在同样的, 难处的里面。
There are some Christian workers striving, striving, striving with no rest because they don't know his ways.
有一些服侍, 神的人在那里一直的努力, 努力不能够, 想安息。
As in the days of the writer of Hebrews, there are some people who have a pattern of the church or a pattern, but they're just following a shadow, not the reality of the way.
就像在写希伯来书的那个日子的里面, 有许多人在教会的里面有一些的模式, 但却, 没有那个生命在其中。
I remember the second trip I took to India.
我记得我第二次到印度去的时候,
and I fellowshipped among the assemblies of Brother Bak Singh.
我跟在与巴辛弟兄一同聚会的那里有交通。
Now Brother Bak Singh, some people call him the Watchman Nee of India.
巴辛弟兄在印度来讲，有些人称他为印度的尼托森。
He was a tremendous evangelist.
他是一个大有能力传福音的人。
But after thousands and thousands had been saved, he realized that something was wrong with the church, that they couldn't build these people up.
当千千万万的人得救之后, 他发现在教会的里面有这样的一个问题没有一同被建造起来。
And God gave him a vision of the simple way of gathering together and breaking bread and fellowshipping together as the body of Christ.
这样神给他一个意象, 就是很单纯的一同的聚集,一同拨饼纪念主。
Our brother Bak Singh has now passed away.
巴辛弟兄, 已经, 安息了。
In visiting the various assemblies,
当我去到几个聚会的地方,
I was greatly blessed by seeing we had such a similar heart in regard to the simplicity of church life.
我在那里看到我们同有一个心智, 是这样简单单纯的一同的聚集。
But I remember on my second visit, a worker came up to me after the meeting with a question.
我记得第二次我去的时候，有一位神的仆人，一个弟兄来跟我提到这个问题。
Here was his question.
这是他的问题。
Brother,
弟兄,
do you have the vision?
你有意向吗？
I said, well, what do you mean?
我说你什么意思？
Do you have Brother Bak Singh's vision?
你有没有巴辛弟兄的那个意向？
I said, well, what do you mean?
我又说你什么意思?
He said, well, you know what I mean. When you pray, everybody has to kneel down.
你懂我的意思,当我们祷告的时候,每个人祷告的时候都应当跪下来。
When you have a worship meeting, sisters sit on this side, brothers sit on that side.
当我们一同敬拜的时候,姊妹坐一边,弟兄坐另外一边。
And he listed off five or six things like this.
他就提到五六样的事情。
I said, brother, that wasn't Bak Singh's vision.
我说,弟兄, 这不是巴辛的意象。
Bak Singh had a vision of Christ as the church.
巴辛他所看见的意象乃是基督就是教会。
All of those mechanics are secondary matters.
那些做法的事情都是其次的。
I said to him, I can't say I have this heavenly vision that Brother Bak Singh has in his depth and understanding.
我承认我没有像巴辛弟兄那个意象的那一个深刻。
But I do believe that Jesus is the way of the church.
但是我却相信耶稣确实教会的道路。
When I left, I was saddened by the fact that this brother had analyzed the living way into a mode of things to do.
当我离去的时候,心里面有这样的一个忧伤,这位弟兄把那一个新又活的,把它分析到几样的事情。
God is doing great things today. His acts are great.
神今天他的作为实在是浩大。
But he needs people with a prophetic spirit to understand his way.
但是他需要有人能够明白他的路。
And then even beyond that, that know him.
更越过这个的能够认识他。
And dear brothers and sisters, this is not to be just had by a few.
弟兄姊妹，这不是只是少数几个人应当有的。
We are all supposed to know His ways.
我们每一个人都应当明白他的路。
It's the only way we can overcome in the last and evil day.
这唯有如此，我们才能够在这末了邪恶的时代的里面能够得胜。
So I'm praying at the end of this year, show me thy ways that I may know thee.
所以在这一年的末了，我的祷告就是求神指示你的路，好叫我认识你。
Hasn't the Lord shown us His grace already?
神岂不是已经向我们施了恩典？
Oh, if we can know Him and His ways, surely we will experience even more of His grace abounding.
当我们能够认识他的路，也认识神，那我们就能够更深的明白，他的恩典何等的没有限制。
You know, I really enjoy being in your midst.
你知道我很高兴能够跟大家在一起。
You know, I'm pretty much Chinese by now.
你知道我现在已经变成个中国人了。
And one of my great questions I'm asking the Lord.
我有一件事情来询问神。
I have seen your act, O God.
神啊，我已经观看了你的作为。
You have brought many precious believers from China to the United States.
你带领了许多宝贝的信徒从中国来到美国。
Why?
为什么？
Surely this cannot be for your own blessing.
这当然不是只是为着你们的祝福。
We should never think and just observe the act of God and not ask God, show me thy ways, O Lord.
我们绝对不可以观看了神的作为，而不询问说，神啊，指示你的道路。
And the more I visit various Chinese assemblies, the more this conviction grows in me. There's some great purpose for the kingdom of God in this great migration here.
当我每一次去到一些中国人的聚会的时候，我心里面的这个负担就越来越加强。在这一个极大的一个移民潮来到美国的里面，必然有神那个极大的旨意。
Now I know there's a lot of Chinese work to be done.
我知道在中国有许多的工作需要来做。
I'm glad we have such brothers as Brother Wang and Brother Eric and the others who are having that Bible school by the website. I think that's amazing.
我们在这里有王弟兄，有吴弟兄，还有一些的弟兄能够在网上有这样圣经的教导。
So surely part of the reason that everybody is here is because now we have some resources to help back in China through this, these kinds of things.
当然没有错，其中一个能够有那么多的人来到这里，就叫我们有这样的的能力，能够回到中国做工。
But I would like to say, as an American now and a believer in the body of Christ.
但是我愿意作为一个美国的信徒，也在基督身体里面有份的。
I wonder if you've heard.God's calling to come over and help us.
我不知道大家有没有听到神的呼召，叫你们过来来帮助我们。
This would take a real cross for you to come and help the churches in America.
这需要实在有十字架的工作，叫你们能够过来帮助美国的教会。
Most of the saints here have not seen much light, you know.
许多的在这里的圣徒没有看到很大的光。
We have in our assemblies a lot of smoke, but not much light.
在我们的聚会的里面有很多的烟，没有光。
Are you willing to endure the cross and smell the smoke and help the folks to see the light?
你愿不愿意忍耐那些的烟味能够把光带到这些的聚会的里面。
I think there's a tremendous work that God is doing.
我觉得这是实在有神极大的工作在其中。
And I pray that the young people will really sense their calling in these last days.
我实在愿意年轻人在这末了的日子的里面实在听到这个呼召。
For the next few days, would you join me in this simple prayer?
在这前面的几天的里面，大家愿不愿意跟我一起有这一个简单的祷告？
Lord, if I have found favor in thy sight, show me thy ways that I may know thee.
主啊，我若在你面前，你眼前蒙恩，求你将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
How gracious you've been to us, Lord.
主啊，你向我们何等的有恩典。
Your gracious acts to us.
你的作为向我们满有恩典。
Your salvation.
你的救恩。
Your deliverances.
啊，你的拯救。
Your blessing.
你的祝福。
And our trials.
啊，我们所经历的试验。
All bring us to the place where we know that you're acting.
叫我们来到这知道你在那里做工。
Oh, forgive us, Lord, when we've been like those nine lepers who just ran with their healing and never found their way.
求你赦免我们，我们像那九个长了大麻风的只知道你的恩典拯救了我们。
All around in our life, you are acting.
在我们一生的日子的里面，你都在那里做工。
Show us thy ways.
求你指示你的路。
Help brothers and sisters and young and old all to discern thy ways.
愿意弟兄姊妹，你从年幼的到年老的，都明白你自己的路。
That we may know thee with a true knowing.
叫我们能够认识你，真认识你。
And for this we pray in Jesus' precious name.
为此，我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.